Hey, everybody. It's Wendy. Welcome to another episode of Pussy Farking. You're probably wondering, hey, how come it's your voice and not that sweet, sweet jam by Rickwood? Well, you're in luck because we've got another super special throwback episode for you guys today. Now, I know I did sound like I was overselling it, right? Like, you, the super special? Now, and I'm not like overselling it because it's shitty. It's actually the opposite. You know, I've never really listened to the show, never heard an episode. But I did listen to this episode that you guys are about to hear, and it's pretty damn funny, I gotta say. Megan and I are not completely terrible all the time. I mean, as humans, yes. But as far as, like, you know, doing little jokes and riffs or whatever the kids are doing on podcasts, we can hang. And what you're about to listen to, we weren't even thinking anyone was ever going to hear it. This was, again, we were in the process of trying to pitch a TV show. And so we were trying to, like, you know, have like silly, you know, just gals being silly, just silly gals having some content to give them. And it's pretty goddamn, it's honestly, we've not evolved much in 3.5 years. And so, well, I almost said, you know, I'm just going to say it. I was like, oh, this sounds kind of like the show now, which is sad because I feel like we should maybe try a little bit harder now that we know some people are listening to the show. So again, thank you for listening and also our condolences for listening. Let me set the scene for you guys. So this is, again, this is on Skype. Megan and I are Skyping each other. And she was in Hollywood, I was in Miami, and I'm not in Miami, like in a hotel, like a normal person. I'm in Miami outside and not sitting in a lounge chair by the pool. I was outside near the pool, but I was literally, I remember this, crouched under foliage because it was so hot. I didn't want my laptop to overheat. So I just want to set the scene for you. So I'm at a hotel pool because we do comment on the scenery a lot. You know, again, never thought anyone was going to hear this. That's where I am, crouched in the corner underneath lots of foliage. And there are other people at this hotel. So just have that in mind as you're listening to us talk, and maybe that will help you be less annoyed listening to the episode. Your mom and I have not broken up. We still are very much in love and still very much together. We just could not find time in the last week to be on the phone talking while also actively recording the conversation. But we'll find time to be sociopaths and record ourselves having a conversation again, and we will have it out to you guys next week. So that's it. I think that's all the information you need. The sound quality is not, you know, top-notch now. But when you first start listening for the first minute or two, there's kind of a dulcet tone that's annoying, and then that goes away. So you'll hear it. Just muscle through it. And then it gets to, you know, just regular Skype audio. But yeah, that's it. Okay. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. And we will talk to you next week. We'll be back with a fresh episode for you guys next week. We love you. I hope you have a great day. All right. Hit it, Rick.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Farking. With the Pussy Farking. With the Pussy Farking.
So we're recording audio now on QuickTime. Okay?
Okay.
So audio is recording. Hey, welcome to the Megan and Wendy show. Blah. Send a call in.
I'm in a canyon.
Send us your ideas. And now we're gonna do the screen recording. Cool. So now we are recording the screen.
And am I echoing on your end, or is it just to me?
It sounds a little echoey, but I mean, this
because I'm on like a 2-second delay.
Okay.
To me.
So I believe we are
Should we do something? I guess, well, there's no, how do you like time in? Should we do like, should we count to three? Well, I mean, I should. You're going to have to try to sync this up.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm.
Do you want to?
I want to start with. Because I'm echoing. So if I record the audio on my phone, I can hear me a half second after I talk.
Okay, do you want me to take off my headphones and see what it sounds like?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so okay. Now how does it sound?
Can you,
I can hear you.
Okay.
Are you purposely pausing in your sentences to fuck with me? Can you, am I? You purposely.
There's no problem. I'm not echoing at all. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Can you, am I?
Oh, no, the phone call is breaking up. Are you doing the robot? That has nothing to do with the phone call breaking up. It's just my morning routine. Yes. Yeah. Just exercise it. Okay, now I'm not echoing anymore.
Yeah.
That was the problem. I wasn't doing the robot enough.
Yeah.
The computer didn't recognize me as one of its own. Now it's like, oh, she is no threat to me.
So... this is cool.
I think it's good.
Okay, so we should be, I think, yeah, we're, oh, now we're, I think now we're recording. I got some weird message. Okay, so now we're recording.
This is crazy.
Audio and video.
Now that everything's working, also, I'm not echoing, you're not shopping.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, were we just doing everything wrong for the past hour? Maybe that was the problem.
Perfect. They were like, well, now that they're for sure not going to put us on TV because they were just like, they look like shit. Hey, you know, it's choppy. They're not communicating properly. And they were like, everything's crystal clear.
Sorry, I'm just doing the robot.
Send the contracts directly to us. I'll give you a P.O. box for a...
Badly doing. I don't even know what... Is this the robot? Is this right? Do I just air out my armpit?
Do you think we should get a P.O. box so they can just send bags of money to us?
Well, I mean, we should open a safety deposit box first, because where are we going to put all the money?
I am so impressed that we're up early.
Oh, I am exhausted. I went to sleep at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and you were at the comedy store. You were up till, did you get sleep right away, or did you sleep on the, you slept on the couch till what time?
Till 6:30 in the morning.
How's your body feel?
Oh, I feel great. I feel real loose.
Yeah.
I feel like I look rested. I look very well rested. Yeah. No bags under these eyes.
I've got you. Oh, I don't. I, instead of taking a shower today, I did just jump in the pool. Didn't shower last night.
There's rain in it. It's fine. It's like a super shower.
Huh?
It's like a super shower.
Yeah.
Get all those chemicals to kill all the things on your body.
Yeah. I went in. I got up. Went for a little jog. This hotel's great because there's a lobby bathroom. And thank you for doing that. What are you doing?
I was cracking my knees.
Are you doing bicycle kicks? Or should we do exercise videos over here?
I already did fire hydrants. Is this how many chins? Just make a thumb face.
One.
Take my leg in the air.
All right, I gotta go get a muffin. I burnt. I'm spent.
Oh, you have any bananas? Oh, all this.
Oh man, all the exercise.
I just need some potassium after I kicked my leg in the air.
What time does this Italian place open? I could go for some lasagna.
Was just need a carbo load.
11? Something? No, this hotel's awesome because they used to do comedy shows here. It's the Quality Inn in Miami. Mm-hmm. It's a place called the Comedy Inn. They started a while ago, and they do in the conference room, but it's turned into this, like, awesome comedy venue. Shows are dark this weekend, but he gave us the hotel for free, which is cool. But it's great because, it's super nice. There's a bathroom in the lobby. So I just take my shit.
I love there's like, you got the coffee in the bathroom. Yeah. It's great. There's a bathroom in the lobby. I can just get my coffee whenever I need it. People do things different here in Miami. We call coffee shops bathrooms.
Right.
We call bathrooms coffee shops. It's crazy. It's a crazy different world.
Oh, you would just, the language barrier. It's Cuban Spanish versus Mexican Spanish. You wouldn't know you're from California.
You wouldn't get it, idiot.
You wouldn't understand. Ever heard of a plantain? Didn't think so.
It's not a banana, stoop.
Yeah. You stupid,
dumb asshole.
Now I want plantain chips.
It's great. There's a public bathroom where I went and stole the coffee from somebody who left it on the counter while they were taking a shit.
That's how we get coffee here in Florida. Only one person has ever actually bought coffee in the state of Florida.
We just constantly steal it while you're doing things like going to the bathroom, buying guns.
Which are the only two things people in Florida.
Yeah, take shits, buy guns. Shoot black people. That was in Florida? Where was that?
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's just a given in America.
Where did that happen? Everywhere.
Constantly, all the time. Oh, that's right.
No, right, it happened 2 seconds ago somewhere in LA. And also Miami.
He was wearing a jacket, guys.
He had clothes on. And I found that real funny.
Ooh, that's my alarm. Does that help you relax? I changed it to a phone ringing.
Yeah, why did I even make calls? Oh, actually, that's better. Now it looks like you're popular. Now it's going to look like you're so popular all the time because that fucking alarm goes off every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so popular. Who is that? Oh, it's somebody. It's a ghost from the 20s calling me on their phone. Ba-da-ding! Operator, can I get...
She connect me too. Wendy Starling. She's in a bathroom in Florida. Oh my God, I can't stop drinking coffee. I'm so tired.
Oh, this is almost gone. I'm going to try to get some more. There's a great coffee place down there.
I made 8 cups of coffee. Guess how many are left in the pot?
How many?
None. Because 1 cup isn't a real cup. Like, this is...
You did,
like,
but a cup is 8 ounces. Which is not a cup. A cup of coffee, that's like, would you like a shot of vodka?
It's an ounce.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Well, that's why I feel so great, because I only had 4 drinks last night, so I'm like...
Yeah.
Feeling fine.
I feel amazing. I had 2 energy drinks last night. Here's what I did last night. We got Mexican food, which is really, we actually had really, like, a nice dinner. I got a cactus salad. It was,
love that.
It was cactus and spinach and, like, it was really good. And then before dinner, I housed a sugar-free energy drink. I won't say the name until we get a sponsor.
Which, that would be our sponsor.
Oh.
1,000,000%. Can we get cocaine? Is that too big? Is that too big of a name? Are we not there yet? Am I getting ahead of myself? Get cocaine to sponsor the show? Cocaine, coffee, Midol.
Yes.
Can we get the celery lobbyist?
Yes. Can we? Oh my God!
Like,
if we could get
free celery and cocaine.
If that would be, that's the best idea. And American spirits. Well, smoking's not good for you. And all
no,
the other.
It's not like cocaine.
Yes. Cocaine's great for you. Look how much energy. I didn't even do coke last night. I had an.
I constantly seem like.
I know you can't tell by my svelte appearance and the fact that I slept for 2 hours and woke up and went for a jog and I was texting everybody I knew. I hit 2 all contacts. Hey, do you guys want coffee? I'm at the place by the hotel.
You know what I think is best when we talk on camera with no sleep?
And no makeup.
I feel like that's when we're just, like, at our most sharp and quick and beautiful.
Yeah.
Most importantly, beautiful.
Oh, I feel great. I have no moisturizer. Not only did I not cleanse and moisturize, I jumped in a chlorine pool, so I look extra cracky. I love it.
Wearing last night's makeup.
I just keep, like, I need to learn, because, like, this is the only good angle that I have, but I feel like this is, I don't think this is a good way to talk to you.
It's really uncomfortable. I do not like it. That's like when I was leaning with my shoulder earlier.
Yeah. What if we have all of our conversations like this? So all the shots are just of me responding like, oh, Meg.
Oh, you card.
Meg. Hold on. This is empty. I gotta run to the bathroom real quick.
Oh. My eyes are vibrating. Is that normal?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to keep telling you about all the drugs I did last night. Not drugs.
Energy drinks.
So I had a big energy drink, and then we went to dinner, and I had 1 margarita, a skinny margarita.
That's very thin. Yes. Too big. Too much face.
We're learning about ourselves on camera. So wow. I had the energy drink, healthy dinner, one. I am trying to make eye contact with you, but then every time I stop staring directly at you on the screen, you do some crazy movement, and I'm like, what are you stretching?
Yes, I'm stretching.
Me too, I'll stretch too. So.
And I fell over. Hey, should not stretch on 3 hours sleep. Shouldn't move, shouldn't be talking right now. No, shouldn't be talking.
I'm stretching my triceps, because I did no exercise for these muscles.
It's getting loose. Getting real loose.
Let me get loose. What do you got to do all day? Just talk.
Just get loose.
Talk and swim and sell a pair of underwear to get some money for cocaine. JK, don't put that on television. But.
Three people have asked me if I'm selling my underwear yet, by the way. No joke.
I'm setting up meetings for when I go back to, I'm lining up, guys. I have got like 4 appointments in the 2 days that I get back.
Look, business is booming.
Business is booming, real hard.
Oh, man.
So I'm not sleeping and just shoving stimulants and alcohol in my body doesn't affect me. It's taken me 32 minutes to tell you the 3 things I consumed last night. I'm like, I had an energy drink. I feel fine. And then I had 1 tequila. Are you stretching? I have to check my phone. Ooh, hold on.
I should jump in the pool again. More coffee.
Hold on. Pool. Can I just shit in the pool? That would really make it easier for me.
It's just like a big toilet, right? Yeah. I don't understand the difference.
I love this toilet. It's so roomy. There's the picture of a lizard painted on the bottom of it in tile.
And I can put my whole body in it. I can shit most comfortably when there's a child in floaties staring at me in the corner. Like, that's when I feel most relaxed.
Yeah.
To shit.
Well, I would that that were the case, but currently there's a guy on a Bluetooth.
Ooh, I bet he's important.
I just realized, I'm not even going to finish that. I'm like, there's some guy nicely dressed with his hair done, wearing sunglasses and a Bluetooth talking on the phone. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's probably on his Bluetooth because there's some drug addict who stole a laptop and a coffee, probably out of the bathroom.
I saw her steal. She just took a shit in the pool.
She took a shit in the pool. She stole a coffee and a laptop from somewhere, and she is screaming emphatically at the screen.
I'm pretty sure the computer is off. I can't wait to see just like 3 cops come walking behind you.
And I'm not even sitting at a table. I know this is really pretty scenery. I did this, you know, for the shot. I am crouched essentially in a planter opposite of all the rooms. I'm not sitting at a table. I'm sitting with my legs crossed, crouched in a corner of a shade. I'm crouched in the corner of a shade.
No, there is for sure a lovely family on vacation looking out their room right now, and the kids are like, but Mom, why can't we go in the pool?
They're like,
we just have to wait till this crack release. There is a junkie who's trying to turn tricks out there right now. I'm pretty sure I heard her mention something about selling her underwear. We cannot go out there.
And she's clearly wearing the only outfit she owns.
Which is a bikini.
Right. So, which means there's no underwear. So, tequila, energy drink.
I can't even form a sentence
We gotta learn to be
terrible.
I'm trying to tan my one leg while I'm talking. Is this good?
The other one doesn't need it.
And now I just have my legs spread open to
that same family. They're like, oh, God, now she's Christmas.
Let me show you. So all the hotel rooms are on that side.
You look so good. I'm so mad that I'm just in my stupid apartment. I don't have any props like a hotel. Is a hotel considered a prop?
Yeah. We went to the bar. I was so tired that 1 tequila and the energy drink, I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I get to the bar. I get a sugar-free Red Bull. Hello? phone.
I hate that you just will never turn your alarm off.
Oh, no, because it keeps...
Snooze it constantly.
Yeah, it reminds me, stay on target. Oh, yeah, no, it's going to go off in 9 minutes. Get ready.
It reminds you to stay on target by every 9 minutes, being like...
So, anyway, the point of the story is, I got a cocaine person that I'm going to call tonight. So I had a Red Bull, sugar-free.
Oh, that's important. Thank you. I'm very thin. It was sugar-free.
Bleep that out unless they're going to send us a goddamn check. By the way. So, I look insane. I look insane. I do anyway, but this is like to the, this is, because, you know, I've told you this, I fake talk on the phone constantly. I constantly put my headphones in and have conversations with, while I'm listening to music. They just turn the volume down really low and like we'll have fake conversations constantly. And so I assume everyone else is also never really on the phone. Whenever I see people on the phone and they're like, yeah, yeah, no, I think it's a good deal. Well, we'll call them. I mean, we have to close the deal. And I'm like, okay. I say shit like that all the time.
Yeah, people walk up and they're like, wow, she's so important for a homeless one.
I think I might need earbuds in a suit. Cut just the, like a wide shot out of my fantasy. I just have like long reeds that I took from the ground.
Where did you find reeds?
I'm in Florida. They're everywhere. I'm just, look, I know, sorry that's not a New York specific, I know that's not reeds, the famous reed plant.
So I assimilate really quickly. I now only speak Floridian.
Right.
I get all my coffee from bathrooms, and I use reeds as earbuds. Deal with it. This is me now.
And then the earbuds, the reeds that I use as earbuds also double as a breathing mechanism when I'm swimming in a giant toilet of my shit.
Which, that's what we call pools. Oh, man.
I look super insane. I forget that there are other people here. Well, the only people, I mean, oh, I got real close to talk to you, and I was like, oh, no, let's stay back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm trying to stay as far back as possible.
I'm trying to...
I'm going to leave the apartment for the rest of this. I'm going to walk out. I'll be screaming
You're still recording audio, right?
Oh, you can't see me? Oh, that's so weird.
That's strange. I don't know, huh? That's weird. I guess I...
Just behind the computer.
Yeah.
I look great on camera. I look so
just
great
a
on
giant
camera.
Cutout of Julia Roberts from the new Mother's Day movie in front of you. That's weird. That's weird. I don't...
Also, I love that that's what you just... Are you plugging upcoming films? You could have picked anything. You're like, from upcoming hit film.
And she's also our guest.
Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I started booking guests. I assumed this would go really well. So tomorrow we're going to have Julia Roberts Skype in. Is that cool?
She cleared her whole schedule. She's like, this is big.
This is big.
They might actually figure out how to record it.
Yeah, we're going to start having guests. I told you. I was like, hey, I started a Twitter account, which I'm going to put a picture up. I think, do you want to use the picture of us for the Twitter account with the grocery bags eating celery?
Yes, that's perfect.
Cool. I mean.
That is the best we've ever looked together.
I mean.
It can't be the best we've ever looked.
Well. I might do a side-by-side because we're not famous, so my actually, I was like, that's funny. I'm like, actually, we should probably have our faces so people know who the fuck we are.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Well, I'll do one of us, like, from my birthday.
Oh, that's cute, yeah.
That's cute. And we kind of look the same. My hair looks like that. And I'll stop eating.
Yeah, and my hair's always straightened.
Oh, yeah. We're both always in dresses.
I always try to look okay. Oh, my God. So I was wearing a brooch last night. I'm really into brooches.
Yeah.
Sweetest thing, brooches. Everyone came up to me and had to comment about it. And it was never nice.
What did people... Like, what were they saying?
Oh, like, multiple people at the comedy store. What, did your, like, grandma die? Like, everyone had to be jokey about the comedy store. But at the other night, people were like, oh, Megan, it looks so great. You look like a sexy librarian. I got sexy librarian from a TIFF.
Who told you looked like a bag of puppies?
Oh,
I just belched
was,
into the. I just was, burped on camera. And it's directly into the microphone.
Oh, that's good.
I'm reading this text that you sent me. You said that last night, or no, in the email, somebody told you you looked like a bag of puppies?
No, a TIFF told me I looked like a bag of puppies. He came up to me and was like, oh, you look, Megan, you look so great. You look like a bag of puppies. And I was like, do men want to fuck bags of puppies? Because otherwise, like, I just think you just told me I look lumpy.
Yeah, that if he said...
I look like lumpy and like someone's going to throw me into a lake.
Yeah, I've never...
No one does something good with a bag of puppies. No one brings them
We've got this new designer dress. Now, I've got these gorgeous thin models. What do we want to have to... You know what? My Labrador just had a litter. And I found a burlap sack in a bathroom while I was in Florida.
I was getting coffee.
I was getting coffee. There was a burlap sack.
Oh. I need another cup of
coffee. What were you drinking? Oh, I'm getting more coffee. This was all that I had. And I had water and I drank spirulina. What were you drinking last night? Were you just drinking vodka?
Just drinking vodka. Because I'm trying to be thin, so I'm sticking to clear spirits.
I don't know how I am awake and functioning. Two energy drinks, tequila, then I went on stage last night. I was so tired and they were so loud. It was a super rowdy bar. I think I told you on the phone last night where I was like, Christina and Corinne and I were just like, this is insane. Nobody was listening. Christina went up and just like got them to shut the fuck up and listen and got an applause break. And we were like, good, go, go. Corinne went up.
Yeah.
And like, it was like, oh, you can see the difference in professional comics. So they had really good sets and got everybody focused and just crowd work and the crowd's having fun. And then some other guy went up. And he was newer, and he was good, but he was just new, and so people kind of started to wander. And they were so rowdy, and I was so tired. And I was like, I'm in Miami. No one's offered me cocaine. And I'm loudly asking for it in the bar for the last hour. I'm just loudly talking about it.
Your set was trying to get someone to bring cocaine up to the stage.
Oh, I said that before I went up. I said, okay, I'm tired. My goal is to get free booze, cocaine, sell the underwear on my body now.
To pay for more cocaine later.
Yeah. To pay for, exactly. So, I did get a drug hookup, and then somebody bought me, and then I got two, someone bought me a double whiskey on the rocks, it was a whiskey bar, and this one bought me a shot of whiskey. So I had tequila, two energy drinks, three shots of whiskey, and Adderall. Somebody was like, I don't have Coke, but I have an Adderall. I'm like, that's fine, I'll take that.
Oh, I'll take any amphetamine, anything. Yeah.
So I took an Adderall before I had the whiskey. So I was on two energy drinks, tequila, no sleep, Adderall, when I did my set.
Which one of us do you think is going to die before this goes on air? Which one of us do you think is going to die? Because I really think it's up in the air at this point.
Oh, it could go either way.
It really could. Between my no sleep and just all drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. That's both what we do. And then we went to the liquor store, and then you
got fancy wine, too.
We got a 4-pack of Sutter Home. Again, bleep that if they're not going to send us a check.
Okay, no, okay, actually, I don't want Sutter Home. Okay, just dub in any other type of alcohol.
Yeah.
Anything else? Like, Mad Dog 2020, I'll take over Sutter Home.
I was going to say a Lime-a-Rita.
For Raspberry-ta?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm feeling wacky tonight. Do you guys have a raspberry Michelada?
I need Clamato and raspberries. Do you have... You know what? Leave out the beer. Don't need it. Can you just muddle some raspberries in this Clamato?
Yeah.
Sounds real refreshing. It's so hot and humid here. Mm. Lord. I love that I'm talking like I'm in Florida. Like, yeah. This is beautiful. I'm just losing my mind in my
heart. I'll take my Clamato. I'll take my raspberry Clamato meat. I like it to be room temp. I think it's important that it's room temp.
Is there a cricket?
Huh?
Is there a cricket?
Yeah, there is a cricket.
First fan. The first guest on the show.
It's just my woodland creature friends.
You're not at home. This is a backdrop. You're in the woods.
Yeah. I get up. You see this like weird sheep move. I'm just... Look, I never went to Florida. I never left New York. When I said I was traveling all day yesterday, I was actually taking a painting class. And I learned how to use the absence of color to create light. It's just... I'm actually underground in the subway. I'm under the tunnel of the J train.
Which is where I live.
Right.
Oh...
You know, I watched that documentary, The Mole People. They have electrical outlets. You can live under the subways. Just in case you move to New York and things go south.
I just got real inspired.
just in case.
That's a great documentary.
Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's super, super sad. Mm-hmm. But also, like, oh, this whole other world of people. That yeah. just, like, survive. Oh, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But it's good to know there's options. It's all I say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, I don't know if we're going to get this lease. Well, my lease is good till February, but the landlord, we never hear from her. You saw that giant spot in the kitchen. I got to call them. I think it's Mafia that owns our place.
Probably. I think it's a story of
them. Yeah, I mailed the rent check, and I promise you, our landlord has, like, multiple aliases. You saw the mail when you were over there? Just so many different names?
Yeah. Didn't we look them up?
Oh, yeah, and it was, like,
like fraud or something?
Yeah. It was, and then it was like, oh yeah, the one, oh, this is for sure, don't put this on air. You can use this in a sizzle reel to like, but they're not, this is not, hold on.
This is not going anywhere.
Oh, I don't know if I should talk about it. Is this going to be directly, is this going to be put directly on television?
Yeah. Oh, this is a live stream. live on NBC. Right now.
Live on NBC for nobody nope. cares.
They're real desperate for programming.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have to take a shit again. Why did I have so much coffee?
I need more coffee. I took two really big shits at the bar. I wonder why. Maybe it was just the, maybe it was the dinner of cactus and stimulants I had.
Yes.
Everyone's like, you just shit a lot. It's great. I'm like, yeah, it's just kind of natural.
Oh my God, I have shit so bad.
Well, do you want to cut this off? Because I'm going to go check on them because it's like, and see what we're doing and kind of organize our day. And then I'll send you the audio and video that we just recorded.
Yes, and then I can fuck with it. And then, I recorded on my phone too.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
Just
and
in
then,
case.
Yeah, and then we'll fuck with it and see if there's any way to like sync it up. If there's any way. I wonder if there's a way to sync up audio and video this day and age.
Well, yeah, a normal person could do it, but we never could figure it out. It's very simple, probably. It's probably the easiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love you. Have a good shit. I'm going to stop recording.
Okay.
See, audio is off.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Game.